Towns and cities all across the Midwest are picking up the pieces today. After two sets of tornadoes touched down, there are dozens dead and at least millions in damages. Is it possible that sometimes picking up the pieces isn't possible? It's Tuesday, March 6th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
We'll begin in the small town of Marysville, Indiana, where there are literally very few pieces left to pick up. Also, of course, today we've got full coverage of Super Tuesday votes in 10 states, and that's what you're talking about, politics.
Hi, this is Mark calling from Westport, Massachusetts. Very rarely am I excited about any candidate. It's usually voting against someone as opposed to wanting someone in office. It's wanting not to have the other person in office. The last candidate and about the only candidate I've ever been excited about was Al Gore, and that didn't work out too well for us, did it?
Give us your thoughts on this Super Tuesday. We're wondering, not just in this election, in any election, what got you off the fence and got you motivated and excited to vote? We want to get your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE, but now let's check in on the headlines.
And we'll go to the politics. Super Tuesday, that's right. Nearly a third of the delegates needed to clinch the Republican presidential nomination are in play today. Voters head to the polls in 10 states, including Ohio, Virginia, and Georgia. We're talking with voters all morning long, and one of those voters heading to the polls is Priscilla Benitez, who joins us now from Atlanta. Georgia, of course, has the largest number of delegates up for grabs this morning. Good morning to you, Priscilla.
Good morning.
So have you been to your polling station? Do you have a long commute to get there? What are you anticipating when you get there?
Yeah, I won't be able to make it till after work. And it's actually about 40 miles away because I'm still registered up where my parents live. So it is quite a little commute.
A dedicated voter, to be sure. All right. So between now and after work, there's no chance you'll be changing your mind, right?
Oh, no way, no way.
Mind made up, and the vote from Priscilla Benitez will be cast for?
Ron Paul.
All right. Priscilla joined us as part of the Public Insight Network, where ordinary folks across the country that contribute to our news coverage with their insights, knowledge, and life experiences. To become a news source for The Takeaway like Priscilla, visit WNYC.org/insight, or you can text WNYC to 30640. Mitt Romney campaigning in Ohio before traveling home to Massachusetts to vote in that state's primary. Rick Santorum spends the entire day in Ohio. Newt Gingrich staking much of his candidacy on his home state of Georgia. Ron Paul will be in Idaho today, where he drew 1,000 supporters to a late-night rally, and he'll end his day in North Dakota.
In a gesture of goodwill, Iran says this morning it will allow UN inspectors inside a secret military site. That announcement comes after strong words from Israel's prime minister. In a speech to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has been patient long enough for the issue to be resolved.
We've waited for diplomacy to work. We've waited for sanctions to work. None of us can afford to wait much longer.
President Obama has previously said there is still a window for diplomacy with Tehran. Senator John McCain is advocating for the United States to lead a coalition of airstrikes against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. McCain says the Obama administration shouldn't worry about arming anti-government protesters, but instead answer a more fundamental question.
The time has come to ask a different question. Who do we want to win in Syria, our friends or our enemies?
However, the Arizona Republican has said there are ways to end that conflict without sending in American troops.
Some economic optimism, leading economists becoming more optimistic about the U.S. economy. They tell an Associated Press survey to expect the unemployment rate to drop to 7.4% by the end of next year.
In the markets, Asian and European markets are down, and so are Wall Street futures. The Dow will start at 12,962, the S&P at 1,364, the NASDAQ at 2,950. It is, of course, Super Tuesday. We'll bring you coverage all morning long. But first,
I'm not really sure if it's feasible to rebuild. Economically, it may be a little more than we can handle.
A small town in Indiana gets completely wiped off the map. Can they rebuild? We'll talk in a moment.